Welcome to the Credibility Nation Show, the podcast that will help you to continually build and grow your credibility with your host, Mitchell Levy.
Hi, Mitchell Levy, global credibility expert, and welcome to this special credibility episode of Thought Leader Life, where we're talking to amazing humans from around the planet about who they are, what they do, in essence, their credibility. Today's guest is Tim Wozniak, who has been many things: VP Finance, VP Manufacturing, entrepreneur, sales rep, career coach, entertainer, talk show host, and more. That's a pretty robust career so far. He currently supports mid-sized companies to improve their financial performance by serving as part-time CFO. Jim, welcome.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
It's great to have you. Hey, so can you tell me, what is your customer-reported pain? What is your CPOP?
Well, usually it's a company who's too small to have a full-time CFO in the usually in the Chicagoland area. And I find that without good financial control and information, companies really struggle. What bothers me personally is I just hate that. I hate to see people put their heart and soul into something and yet not having the success that they want because they don't understand the numbers, don't know how to read the numbers, don't have somebody to talk to them about the numbers. So that's why I want to make a difference in their lives.
I like it. Tell me a little bit more. What does that actually mean? What does that actually mean? What do you do when you get deployed at a company?
Well, it's a very interesting question because an awful lot depends on what's going on in the company. As an example of the way I look at companies, when I was a full-time CFO, we had tremendous problems in manufacturing. So I told the owner, why don't you let me run manufacturing? He says, what do you know about manufacturing? I says, nothing, but I know the people. I know they need a leader. And my message to them was their job was to tell me what's getting in their way. My job was to get it out of the way. And then a little over a year's time, we grew 50% and made millions of dollars more in profit than we ever had before. So my thing is really to just understand what's going on in the business. You know, do they need anything from a better bookkeeper to a better salesperson to whatever? And I've done... I guess I'm kind of blessed because I've had the advantage, unlike many CFOs, of being actually a hands-on operator as VP of manufacturing. As you mentioned, I've been an entrepreneur a few times, and not only for myself, but for others, have done a lot of sales work. People tell me I'm a good networker, so that's helped me find business for companies.
No, nice. All right. So essentially you're putting in the mechanics, the approach, and figuring out what the company needs to be successful. And you've given a little bit of this, but what gives you that credibility to do what you do?
Well, I have an MBA in finance from Kellogg, which is Northwestern, one of the top business schools in the country. I haven't actually practiced a lot of accounting, but I do. I did pass the CPA exam at one point. And I was CFO at the manufacturing company I mentioned before for probably about 15 years before I moved into the manufacturing role. So the nice thing about a smaller company, you get to do a lot of things. And not only was I the CFO, but I was the HR department, I was the IT department, and even in that role was involved in sales occasionally.
So a CFO that's selling, that's, by the way, it sounds like an oxymoron.
Well, it is. And I think, like I say, it stems from my networking that I found a lot of business for people just by making referrals and introductions.
Oh, absolutely beautiful.
And probably the most people-oriented CFO type you will meet. I used to always get that when people say, what do you do? Well, I'm a CFO or CPA, whatever. And I say, come on, you're too easy to talk to.
That's great. Love that. You're the anti-CFO. So
anyway, personality-wise, yes.
How do you go about sharing that credibility? How do people get to learn about you? How do you get your brand out there?
Well, a lot of it is networking, word of mouth. I was working recently with a classic car company. They referred me to a trucking company. So a lot of it's word of mouth. I do have my my LinkedIn profile, which I rely on. Probably spend an hour or so a day on LinkedIn, looking for opportunities, posting things of interest, just communicating with people that that I know. I also have a lot of video on YouTube, composed of a couple different things. One, I've done a lot of interviews with people to get their message out, much like you're doing. Some of it is just business points, tips from me, and then some of it is just pure comedy, because I see myself as the undiscovered next Jerry Seinfeld.
Oh, that makes me laugh. So, listen, if you're in the Chicago area and you're in need, or you're not entirely sure, but you think you're in need of a CFO part-time to come in and help and support your entity, you're going to want to reach out to Jim Wozzack. Jim, what is the best way for people to reach out to you?
Well, certainly telephone is probably the easiest. 630-272-3895.
Fantastic. And for those who don't like to call and would rather email, do you do that?
Yeah, you can use my my old-fashioned successjw@aol.com.
Okay, that is old-fashioned.
The AOL is passe, but you know, I've had it for so long and I like it, so it still works.
And it works. Jim, thanks so much for sharing your credibility with us today.
Well, thank you for having me. It's been my pleasure.
You're welcome. And for those watching, click on the like button, share with your friends, and we'll see you at the next episode of Thought Leader Life. Bye now.
Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed the show, please rate and recommend it on the platform you're listening to. You can also get more information at credibilitynation.com. And feel free to see the latest update to the credibility research and get a free PDF copy of the book written on this research at aha.pub/research.